Really, really, really get excited when Impact Radio join hands with organizations that are doing phenomenal things in our community, and especially when it comes to teaching people to fish rather than just giving them a fish. I'm not going to be elaborating too much on this. I want to rather let Emil Robenheimer, who is from the organization Pop Up Heroes of Hope Christmas Wishlist Campaign, is what we are doing this year in our community. Excited, Emil Robenheimer. Thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Drive.
It's a privilege to be here, Vigita. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited about Pop Up and what they're doing. But I've done some research on Pop Up, but our listeners might be hearing Pop Up for the very, very first time. So let's start at the very beginning, the heart of the story behind Pop Up.
Yeah, perfect. So Pop Up actually stands for the People Upliftment Program, and we are passionate about youth and developing youth, especially youth that are unemployed and don't really have hope and are kind of stuck in a really negative cycle. And how do we take them from that hopelessness into becoming positive contributors in our community and in our city?
Great place to start, and that is what it is about at the end of the day, giving hope to people. When they have hope, they feel like there's a sense of purpose in their life also, which will get to the purpose part of today's discussion. And my question to you is, what is the Heroes of Hope Christmas Wishlist project all about? We are partnering with you for the next 4 weeks.
Yes.
And we're hoping that as many of our listeners are going to partner with us on this campaign. But I think it's very important that we understand the project and what the listeners are getting involved in.
Perfect. If you don't mind, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. And maybe some of the listeners are just so overwhelmed, like I sometimes feel when we're confronted with the pain and the brokenness of our city. You know, there's so many people standing at robots, so many homeless people that we're confronted with. And sometimes that you almost feel a little bit powerless around, geez, God, how do we make our cities better? But there's this beautiful story that we pick up in Numbers 13 and 14, where Moses, God speaks to Moses and he says, hey, send the spies out into the promised land because I have given it to you. So it's almost like in the past tense, it's almost like he's giving this instruction to go unwrap the present. And these 12 people go into the space and they explore the space and they see challenges. They see giants. They're confronted with a lot of obstacles to overcome. And 10 of them come back and they're so overwhelmed that they say it can't be done. But the scripture writes of Caleb and he says, but there was a different spirit in Caleb. And the thing that, as an organization that we've been journeying with, is really the question around when we see as God sees, when we behold his vision of a city, what would change in our response? If that spirit starts to rise up in us to say, yes, there are giants and we have to acknowledge them, but what is God saying about those giants and what could that mean for us? And really that stirred this vision in our organization to say, we want to see cities of wholeness. But what does that mean, right? If a city is really about its people and the city should be whole, what need to be true about the people for that city to be whole? And we've said that requires three things. Every person in our city needs to be treated with dignity. And that's something that you need to understand. You need to have dignity yourself, worth and dignity, before you can treat others with dignity. You need to live with significance, and you need to make a positive contribution. And so this campaign really is about the first step in our journey with learners that come through our doors, because we address character and capacity and competence. So we do a lot of skills development. But really, we know that that starts with the truth that this person carries as a beacon of hope in their city. And this campaign is about helping us fund that first 3 weeks of their journey with us to put them on a positive trajectory for the rest of their life so that they make a positive contribution to our city.
Pop Up, it's not only a three-week journey. This the three-week journey of a 12-month journey with Pop Up is the most essential.
Yes.
Those 3 weeks you just said is about giving people their dignity back.
Exactly.
And when they have that dignity, then they are able to give dignity to other people as well. Let's delve a little bit more into that. What does that mean to give somebody dignity back? How do you do that?
That's such a great question, Vigita. And it's something that we've been kind of refining over the last season. Pop Up actually started in 1998 with a dream about saying, well, how do we address the pain and the brokenness of our city? But really, if we put people central to that question and people central to the gospel message, then we have to say, what is it that undermines the dignity? And in our discovery, we were confronted with this message in Isaiah 61, right? Jesus has his first sermon from Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel." And the fascinating thing is he only reads that prophecy from Isaiah up to the beginning of verse 2 to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It's almost like he's announcing a new reality that is coming to the realm of possibility, the acceptable year of the Lord. But then he stops. And it's almost like he's drawing our attention to the rest of that prophecy to say, hey, there's something here I want you to grapple with. There's something here I want you to dive deeper into. And in the very next verse, when we read on verse 2 and verse 3, he opens up this incredible conversation around, "For those who mourn in Zion do." Zion refers to the new Jerusalem, right? The acceptable year of the Lord, this new perspective that is brought and made possible for us. And then he says, but there are still those who mourn in this Zion, this Jerusalem, a city of wholeness. And so for those who are still mourning in the city that I have come to make whole, do three things. Give them a crown of identity, a diadem. It is what it refers to in the Amplified. Give them back their identity, their inherent worth, not based on activity or performance, but based on my opinion over their life. We cannot do that unless we allow an individual to discover how God feels about them. And then give them the oil of joy, the capacitation with the Spirit, because it is not by might, it is not by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. And so if we frame that not from an intelligence perspective or an activity perspective, but from the fundamental understanding that I am Christ in me, the hope of glory. And then finally to say, give them the cloak of righteousness, so that they have this almost this technicolor dream coat like Joseph had. It signifies gifting and capacity and authority to engage. And if we look at 2 Corinthians 5, we get this beautiful verse that says, but we have been given the ministry of reconciliation because God has reconciled all things to himself through Christ. And now we are his ambassadors and he makes his appeal through us. And so for us, this is that ministry of reconciliation to say, can we help somebody who feels downtrodden, who feels worthless, who is constantly confronted with an environment that tells them that they are not good enough, they will never amount to anything, and no matter what they do, they cannot be successful. If we start reframing that in a context of God's opinion and say, yes, you have a past, you need to reconcile that, and you need to be able to see the hand of a good God in a history that really is painful and has trauma attached to that. So how do we reframe that history in the context of God's plan with your life? But then how do we stop with identity and say, what is God saying over you as an individual? Because he has plans for you and he has knitted you together in your mother's womb with intent. And so there's an intention of the Creator that is inherent in my being. But then I also need to have the understanding of my unique gifting and my ability to bring this to the world. And in our first 3 weeks, that's really what we journey with in these learners. And the promise that we then see in Isaiah 61 is they will be called the oaks of righteousness. They, the recipients of this ministry of reconciliation, the planting of the Lord that he may be glorified. And they will rebuild the ruined cities, the ancient desolations of many generations. They will be the city changers that ultimately bring light into our city to make it whole again.
What a phenomenal organization, Pop-Up. We are doing a Heroes of Hope Christmas wish list with this organization, Pop-Up. Emil Robenheimer in studio with me, and just amazed by what you're just saying over here, all biblically based and scriptural. And it just goes to show how it's possible for an organization that was a thought in 1998 and went and is now in 2023 doing amazing things in many communities throughout South Africa. There is a life skills journey that these people go on. Let's discuss that and the importance of it.
So that's the starting point for us. We know that if students don't engage from a perspective of worth and dignity, then everything else that they do subsequently is not with intention. So in that journey with life skills, we help them to make sense of their past, and we reconcile that through a narrative therapy, almost to understand, how do I make sense of my story and my history in God's opinion and not in my interpretation of that experience? And then how do I discover God's plan with my life? Him as my creator, him as a loving father, him as someone who has intentional design in my life, so that I can craft my future together with God, so that the purpose, the destiny, the calling over my life can find expression, not like a double-minded man unstable in all my ways, but living with intention in accordance with God's opinion. And what we've seen practically is that this completely changes the way that people engage with the skills development that we do in the next phase. Because if I understand my gifting, my calling, my unique capacities, I know why I choose the next step. And so the dropout rates reduce drastically to about 6%, where a lot of the other organizations we talk to have dropout rates between 30 and 80%, because a lot of the students don't know what it is that they need to do. What is the next step for me? Where can I make a tangible difference and start crafting a path for my future? And doing that with God really is the only answer. And what we see in life skills is actually an evangelistic process. So many people either restore their relationship with God or come to salvation in that process because they recognize, hey, there is a good Father that loves me and that has a passionate desire to be in relationship with me, and that changes the trajectory of their life.
Their lives and the lives of their family also.
Absolutely.
And that could result in generations and then communities and then society. Yes. And then your country and then the world.
100%.
So it is just amazing to hear what you are doing. And when you have God as your chief strategist, then you know you're on the right path and you're
absolutely
making amazing decisions. Yeah. And doing amazing things in the community. How much does it cost to get involved with Pop-Up and this Heroes of Hope Christmas wishlist campaign that we are doing at Impact Radio? And if you do, when you do give us this figure, if we feel it's just too much, how can we just get creative in getting involved over here?
Brilliant. So this 3-week journey with a learner is a 3,900 Rand expense for our organization. And people can get involved in a number of different ways. So either you say, listen, I want to sponsor a learner for this process, or I want to sponsor a couple of learners for this process. Or you know what? If 3,900 Rand is too much, you can still get involved and say, listen, that which I have, I can give. Whether that's 100 Rand or 50 Rand, it doesn't matter. You can give as much as you feel led to do.
Anything that you feel that the Lord is saying to you that he wants you to give to this campaign with Pop-Up, this organization that has been going for quite some time now, making a massive difference in communities, starting with identity and making people realize that there is purpose in their lives. You can give any amount, and you can contact Impact Radio by sending the word HOPE to the WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. And then when you get that message, there will be an auto response. So when you send that message, an auto response will be sent to you with the banking details that go directly to Pop-Up. No contribution goes towards Impact Radio. We're just partnering with this organization just to make people know that there are amazing organizations like Pop-Up, People Upliftment Program, that are in our community and making a difference and changing society as a whole. Emil Robenheimer, thank you very much for your time this morning. It has been most insightful to listen to what you're doing and how God is downloading strategies into the Pop-Up organization, into the management thereof. And thank you for what you're doing in our community. You really appreciate it.
It's our privilege. And can I just say thank you for every person listening. Thank you for being a carrier of hope in the city already, because every single person that brings God's perspective into their realm of influence is stirring hope in our city. And when enough of that happens, we will just see the light of Christ shine through.
Absolutely. Any amount, no amount is too small to be part of the Impact Radio Christmas campaign. It is with Pop-Up. The campaign is Heroes of Hope.